Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Psychic Teachers. I'm Samantha Fay.
And I'm Deb Bowen.
And we're so happy to have you with us this evening. We are talking about tools of divination tonight. So we will be discussing tarot cards, pendulums, tea leaf reading, runes, angel cards, crystals. What else are we going to be talking about?
Scrying, then? Automatic writing. Gosh, who knows where all this will lead? I don't have a clue. Where shall we start?
Well, I think
let's
we
talk about what we mean by
tools of divination? Yeah, divination.
What are they?
They're really just tools that help our brain to focus so that we can allow our intuition to kick in.
Right.
That's how I would describe it.
Right. There are many, many, many ways of connecting to the Akashic Records, to information and energy from the other side. And some resonate better with us than others. Some are how we connect more readily than with other tools. And they're just a way of giving us a focus, really, on how we make those connections.
Exactly. Start with scrying. I think that's one of the best examples of what we're talking about, because with scrying, you're supposed to stare at a dark object, so a flat-sided black obsidian rock or a bowl of water.
Or a mirror. Uh-huh.
And you're just supposed to stare at that object. Not until... I remember as a kid thinking the old images of gypsies looking into crystal balls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really thought things just appeared in the crystal ball.
Well, they do in mine. I will talk about that.
But they don't. It's a focus tool. It's a tool for you to focus so that you can then see things in your mind's eye.
Right, right.
Which is very different from the way I pictured it as a kid.
Well, although, that's not what... Ruth Montgomery, who
mm-hmm.
was one of my favorite writers, she was so wonderful. Ruth Montgomery wrote many, many books about the paranormal. The book she probably is most famous for is her biography of Jean Dixon, who was the psychic who was all the rage in Washington during the 1950s and 60s. She's the woman who went to John Kennedy and begged him not to go to Dallas.
She's also the woman we'll probably remember for being made fun of because she was Nancy Reagan's psychic.
That's true. But she really describes her ability to literally see into a crystal ball as if it were a television set.
Mm-hmm.
And she was able to interpret the symbols that she saw in that crystal ball.
And that's a crystal ball that was given to her by an actual gypsy.
That's right, who saw the mystic cross in the palm of her hand. Exactly. Samantha, let me interrupt just 1 minute. Area code 305, if you're listening, please know that we're taking calls at the bottom of the hour. So at 8:30 Eastern time, we'll take calls, so just so you'll know that. Yes, indeed. She was best known for some of that sort of stuff. I own a crystal ball, and I have spent way too many hours over the years trying to see into it the way Jean Dixon did, and I can't. I have had some success with water scrying and mirror scrying, but a word of caution here, I think, is really important, not just with scrying, but with any time that one thinks it's time to consult the magic mirror or whatever oracle you might be interested in, is to know that we are human and we interpret signs from the divine sometimes wrongly and sometimes inaccurately and sometimes with hidden information and sometimes Well, just, I mean, on and on and on, my cautions go.
I'd like to add another caution, too.
Go.
Which is
sure.
that when you pick up any of these tools that we'll be discussing this evening, you're opening a door.
You bet.
And sometimes that's a good door, and sometimes it's a bad door. And you can close the bad door very easily and very consciously by simply grounding yourself before you begin any of these tools, starting with a prayer that's meaningful to you,
uh-huh.
and surrounding yourself in white light and asking for protection from the higher-ups.
Right. Yes.
And once you do that, then you will not allow anything negative to come in.
But
we always have the power to do that, but we have to remember it.
Right. It's very, very important. And sometimes there are things that we're not meant to know.
Right.
They're just things we're not meant to know. And sometimes the answer is no, you're not ready for that information, or there's not clarity to that yet. So with any of the tools that we're talking about tonight, we really do urge caution. And there are going to be a couple of tools that we'll talk about during our time together that we really suggest that you don't mess with.
Do you want to go right into it?
I'm sorry?
Do you want to start with that? The Ouija board?
Oh, I can't even say it. I've got an instant message here. So let
okay,
me.
I'll keep going then.
The Ouija board
has been around forever. You can years, you know, centuries ago, people would make their own by just putting the alphabet in a yes or no in the left and right hand corner. And then, of course, creepily and oddly enough, Parker Brothers
mm-hmm.
Now sells them. And I was in Toys R Us the other day with my children, and there's an all-pink Ouija board now for night out, yeah, which I think is really weird. I know several people, I don't know several people personally, but I know from reading their books who have had successful interactions with the Ouija board. So I'm sure it's possible. There's never an always and a never in anything in life.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
do think that the people who use it successfully do so with time and practice, lots of protection and prayer.
Absolutely. And when I was way much younger than I am now, I had some amazing experiences with Ouija boards. In fact, that was kind of one of the first ways I really kind of opened myself up to this. But I also was very aware, even then, with what little I knew then, that I was probably dealing with some low-level energy coming through that method, and that really was not the best way to do that. So I haven't messed
yeah,
with one in a long time.
I never had positive. I just played with it in high school a couple of times with some friends. You know how that is. And each time we would play with it, it was very scary, and always talked about death and accidents and just awful things. And I remember we played with it one time in college, and it talked about a friend of ours' parents getting divorced. And yes, they did end up getting divorced 3 months later, but so what? It was so negative and creepy, you know? I just didn't think it was worth it.
Well, I have a wonderful friend with whom I worked with the Ouija board some years ago, where we didn't even have to put our fingers physically on the planchette, and it would move and give us information.
Mm-hmm.
And we realized then that we were messing with something that really wasn't anything we wanted to mess with.
Well, because really what you're doing with the Ouija board is you're opening up your front door and saying, hey, anyone want to come in? I made a great stew, dinner at 5. And of course you're going to get some really nice people, but there's a huge potential you're going to get the next psychopathic serial killer.
Right, and you can't control that.
No.
You can't control that information. Whereas with some of the other tools of divination, they're much more time-tested and true and much more specific.
Mm-hmm. I do want to say one thing about the Ouija board. My dad and I, my dad's always been into this world and then not in this world and then into this world and then not. And I remember growing up, he and I, we loved to go to, in New York City, we'd go to the Columbus Circle Flea Market. And I remember we bought an antique Ouija board. Which now I know is like such a no-no. you know, it was when we were living in Massachusetts, so it was at the Quincy markets in Boston. But anyway, we bought this antique board, and we took it back to our house. We were living in Duxbury then, and I just remember so many terrible things happened that winter. We had the worst blizzard that ever hit Massachusetts, I think, in that century. My father lost his job, got laid off prematurely. Just a lot of negative things happened. The man who lived in the house before us had committed suicide in that house, and we had found his briefcase like the same week we brought the Ouija board home, and then oddly enough, his daughters came to our house at like 3 in the morning, like looking for, like really weird, creepy stuff happened. And I remember my dad just took that Ouija board out one night, broke it like over his knee and burned it.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And I remember years later reading that that's like the worst thing you can do.
Uh-huh.
Because then the energy of that board is like always
let loose
somehow, or let loose, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they were saying the best way to get rid of a board is to bury it.
Oh, interesting.
Have you heard better ways to get rid of them?
No, I haven't. I mean, I don't know that I've really thought about it too much.
Yeah.
But you know, there's one in my garage. There's a Ouija board in my garage.
Wow.
Hasn't been touched in years.
Yeah.
And I'm not quite sure why it's there, other than I've had it for so long.
We just had one, and it wasn't anything really. I mean, my dad losing his job was. Even that turned out to be kind of a blessing because he very quickly got a super much better job. But it was just a lot of weird negative things. A lot
mm-hmm.
of I got mono, like just a lot of weird illnesses and stuff. And I just, even today, if you mention that to my dad, he goes, oh.
So as we talk about that is not one we recommend, let's move back to working with some tools that we do recommend, and let's maybe move back into, let me just talk about one that we really can't talk about. I don't think you nor I can really talk about it, but it's a method, a divination method that does indeed resonate for many people, and that is working with runes.
Mm-hmm.
And runes are ancient symbols from the Norse tradition, from Scandinavia, that folks use, and they're on little stones. The symbols are carved into, most often, little stones. And folks, there are many ways of laying them out and interpreting them, just as there are with many other divination tools. And for some folks, they work really well, and there are folks who really resonate with them. I've been given a set of runes, and I tried very hard to work with them and to learn them. And my brain was like a colander. It just ran through it like water. I could not retain the information.
Me too. I didn't get nothing negative. I want our listeners
to know. No, not at all negative. Just not
negative.
Wasn't for me.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-mm, just wasn't for me. But then I don't resonate with a lot of Norse mythology or beliefs, and so that's just not a part of the world that's a part of my reality.
Mm-hmm.
But for some people, they work quite well. I know we have a gal here in our hometown who works with runes,
and
people
does a great job.
Does a great job. People are very, very happy with,
mm-hmm.
with her work.
Can buy them anywhere. I mean,
Barnes & Noble probably has them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they come with a nice, easy-to-look-up, information booklet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. But they
talk about one we can talk about.
Pendulums.
Okay.
Pendulums. I love talking about pendulums. I have an absolutely wonderful pendulum that I'm very connected to. Used it last night in a ghost investigation, actually. Mine is rutilated quartz, and it has a moldavite handle on it.
Which is so, I saw that one. Deb and I were asked to speak at a paranormal group meeting Friday night, which was very exciting.
It was.
And then you were able to help out on an investigation last night, which was wonderful, and I got to see that pendulum Friday night. Do you want to tell people about moldavite and why that is such an intriguing stone to have with your pendulum?
Moldavite is an amazing stone, and I can't do nearly as much as our friend Joel, who's going to be on with you next week, can talk about, but moldavite came to Earth in just this one place. There's a very limited supply of it. It's from outer space. And when it solidified, what there was when it came to Earth is all there is. And it is an amazingly powerful stone. Moldavite, other than quartz, it's probably one of the stones that's the most powerful, just does all sorts of things. Really a psychic connection stone.
Mm-hmm.
It and the little handle of, it's just a sliver, but the little handle of my pendulum that is moldavite really is a great connector to psychic phenomenon, to the psychic fields, to the Akashic records. It's just wonderful.
So a pendulum is nothing more than a stone hanging from about a 4 to 6 inch chain.
Oh, a pendulum can be anything.
It
you can
really
hang
can.
A penny on a string and use it.
And you know the old wives' tale of finding out if you're having a boy or a girl when you're pregnant, holding the needle
right.
from a string? That's
right.
a pendulum.
You bet.
I took a wonderful pendulum class from a teacher, and she handed us all those little pole things that hang from ceiling fans.
Uh-huh.
That's what we learned on. Those are our pendulums.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is.
It does not.
You know, what matters is that you're able to have a steady hand mm-hmm. and that you can hold the string or the chain, as you're talking about, hold it steady, and that you set an intent with the pendulum as to which way it will move to answer your questions. Now, pendulums are limited to pretty much yes or no questions.
Right.
When my pendulum, and it really depends on how you and your pendulum communicate, but once you set it up, so for example, left or right means no, and back and forward means yes or whatever, my pendulum, a clockwise circular motion is yes. And a back and forth motion is no. And if it moves counterclockwise, that's you really have to ask that question in another way, Deb.
Yeah, and what you want to do when you hold the pendulum is you want to hold it between your thumb and your forefinger, and you want to let about like a 2-inch tail hang over the rest of your fingers.
Uh-huh.
And you always, before starting the pendulum work, you want to do what we talked about before, which is grounding yourself. Which is simply just, you know, literally picturing roots or an anchor coming out of your feet so that you're grounding yourself in the earth energy.
Right.
You want to open up your chakras, surround yourself in white light, call on your guides and angels for protection, and then you want to say to the pendulum, show me yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just wait. And you wait. It'll start to jump a little. I call it dancing. It'll start to dance on the end of that string.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll move either, you know, side to side, front to front, or like Deb said, clockwise or counterclockwise. Each pendulum will have its own yes or no. And then you say, show me no, and then you can also say, show me maybe.
And
that's what I've read said you should always, before, even if you've been working with your pendulum for a year, you should always check before you ask a question. If it hasn't changed, it's yes or no.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought to do that. My pendulum's been pretty consistent. And they... they're pretty good at predictions, you know. Will I have a baby? Will I not? Will this happen? But they...
Yeah, mine was terrible with that. It told me I was having a boy every single time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. You should have used my pendulum.
I've had several.
Oh.
I think I have 6 right now. I don't use them at all for yes or no. I don't like to do that personally. I don't know. I have a weird philosophy. I just like to trust. I don't like to ask, when will this happen? Well, you know, I like to use pendulum for chakra work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Samantha and I did a wonderful workshop recently on chakra balancing and aligning, and the woman who agreed to be our guinea pig laid out on the floor, and the class circled her, and I used my pendulum as an indicator of where her chakras were out of line or out of balance and or shut down or too open, and my pendulum was just amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's really nice, especially when you're using it with chakra work or with Reiki. It's a really nice teaching tool to show students because you can lay a person on a table and you can very clearly see with the pendulum which chakras are open and which are closed by the rate at which the pendulum is spinning.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you do your chakra work or your Reiki or however you choose to clean and balance the chakras, whether it's with crystals or energy healing or what, not, then you can put the pendulum back over the chakras and see how they're all now evenly spinning and aligned.
Right, you can check to see how well you've done it, putting
yeah.
things together. Yeah. You know, one of the questions I bet folks want to know is, well, how do I know how to buy a pendulum? Well, you just go to a store that has them, and you hold them, and you ask them if they're the right one for you, they'll tell you. And you just trust yourself and that relationship with that pendulum. When I got mine, my friend and I were in this wonderful, beautiful crystal store in Boulder, Colorado. And I spent, I don't know how long, just picking up and touching and with every pendulum there. And when this pendulum jumped into my hand, It was instant. I knew. It was like Harry Potter and his wand. I just knew that this was my pendulum. And it was. It has been for years now.
Yeah, and I've had several friends who have made their own pendulums and done beautiful. And they say it's very easy. I mean, you can just the crystal that points down needs to be a point.
Yeah, it needs to come to some kind of a focus of energy point. So
right.
It needs to be pointed.
You'd have to get a pyramid or just a pointed type crystal that has a hole already in it. But those are fairly easy to find.
Yep.
But, you know, it's funny because your guides will tell you what divination tool you're supposed to be using, because I did try it with the pendulum. My Reiki teacher was very intent on using the pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really did try to use it for yes or no questions like we were saying before, and every crystal pendulum that I bought for that purpose would break on me.
Mm-hmm.
It was really strange.
Hmm.
Or the chain would break, or it would knot up, or... And so finally I just realized I'm not supposed to be using this pendulum. Now, when I have one at my office that I just use on clients to check for their chakras, and that pendulum works beautifully for me. And that is a chakra pendulum that someone made for me.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of a chain, it has a hematite bead and then a jasper bead and a carnelian
bead. Stones
in
the seven colors.
Yeah, it's
beautiful. Nice.
With a nice long amethyst hanging down. So try each of these tools that we'll continue to discuss this evening, and you'll know.
You will know. I mean, that's a part of learning about intuitive work is learning to begin to trust your intuitive ability.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It really is. And you know, you may try something and it doesn't work for you. In the case of something positive like runes, pass them on.
That's what I did.
Me too.
I did too.
And
a lot of people will say to me, with tarot decks, for example, which I know we're not going to get too into because we already had a whole podcast on that, but a lot of clients will say to me, I like your deck of tarot. I don't like mine. I don't know what to do with it. And I will always say, well, give it to someone. And they'll say, well, no one else in my life is into this. Well, then go to your local metaphysical bookstore and donate them there.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I took a huge box. I wrote free. And I left it at our metaphysical store, and people were thrilled.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Samantha, let's talk about briefly, again, two other types of divination that we may not always conceptualize as divination, and one is astrology.
Yes.
Because how many of us read our... Everybody raise your hand. How many of us read our horoscopes every day? I mean, most folks do, and or certainly folks who listen to this show. And what do we want to know? We want to divine the future.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at that. And astrology is so incredibly complex.
Yes.
Oh, you know, we often say...
Seven podcasts on it.
Oh, you say again?
I said we would need seven podcasts.
We really would. And we may think about at least doing a cursory introduction, couple of series for this. But, you know, we just a couple of things I want to get across with that. People say, oh, she's a Leo, and therefore she is blah, blah, blah. Well, no. She's probably a Leo because she's come into this lifetime to learn the qualities that Leo embodies. But it's Leo, and it's her rising sign and her moon and where all of the other planets were in which constellation, in which of the 12 houses, all of that comes together to impact who a person is, what their life path is going to look like. And as they shift, as the planets shift throughout the course of literally a day with some of them, our energy, our astrological energy shifts as well. So
there's a website I really like. It's called astro.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it has free horoscopes, but you have to type in your name, your place of birth, and your time of birth. And so it gives forecast rather than, daily horoscopes.
Uh-huh.
It'll say, like, well, Saturn is in your 12th house of communication for this time, so look out for X, Y, and Z.
I'm going to write that in the chat room. It's astro.com.
Astro.com. And I just like it because it's a little bit more tailored.
Uh-huh.
And there's another one. I think I've recommended to you, Deb, 7thunders.com.
Oh, yeah.
And that one, again, you type in, you know, your birth date, and it uses uses that. It's just a fun one.
Is it seven with a number or a letter?
It's the number seven.
Number seven. That's right. Number seven, thunders, plural.
Yes, seventhunders.com.
Right. And then another one that we use sometimes is Astrology Zone.
Astrology Zone, yeah.
And that's Susan Miller.
Yeah, she's been fairly... I mean, it's difficult because, I mean, like Astrology Zone and Seven Thunders, it's for all Libras. It's for all Leos, you know?
Right.
But it's still very in-depth and interesting.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. But that is certainly...
And Deb, you do astrology charts, don't you?
I do astrology charts. I do. In fact, I have an astrology chart from one of our listeners who needs to get out the first part of this week. I've just finished it and need to get it printed and put together and mailed out to her. I do, and in fact, over the summer, my cost for doing an astrology chart is only $45.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's nice because that can tell people patterns in their lives, upcoming trends.
Uh-huh.
Important dates for them to focus on for the year.
Right. I did a reading on Friday for a gal where I combined a tarot reading and a numerology reading. We did both while we were working together, and I'll come back and talk about the numerology. But my point in that is that all of these kind of come together, and it's really interesting, I think, for our clients because they see, oh, there's not a lot of difference there. The various divination methods are giving them the same information. And well, what they should know then is to trust that really is in their energy field at this point in time.
And I just want to pause for a minute because there is the biggest, fullest moon outside my window.
Oh, yes, indeed. Happy, blessed moon to everybody. This is the blessing moon in the pagan tradition tonight.
So what does that mean?
Full moons are always about gratitude. Let me just digress here a minute. Full moons are always about gratitude. This is the time to say thank you for the fullness and the richness in our lives. This is also a night to bathe your crystals, all of my crystals, every crystal in my house except the quartz that takes care of my computer is outside tonight in the moonlight, and when we get off the air tonight, it will go too. To be bathed in that beautiful, wonderful light. This is the night where we can connect with the energy of the divine feminine to ask to have our intuition increased. And then the new moon, 2 weeks from now, is when we set intentions. So the new moon is about setting intentions and manifesting. The full moon is about saying gratitude. So when you finish listening to this podcast tonight, folks, just go outside, look at Grandmother Moon, take a couple of deep breaths, and just say thank you to the universe for all the blessings in your life.
And I also want to remind people with crystals, don't forget your crystal jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
Necklaces and rings and bracelets out there as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I want to talk a minute about angel cards.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Because that's just a really nice divination tool as well. It's a very gentle one. Doreen Virtue has many out. She's got the Ascended Masters, the Daily Angel Card Reading, the Saints and Angels Deck, the Archangels deck. I think that's my favorite one that I tend to use most often.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a really nice one to use. That's the one. The angel decks, I have about five of them, and those are the ones that I use for myself. I tend not to use the tarot for myself too much. I think you and I talked about this before. We probably do tarot readings for ourselves about twice a year.
Right.
But the angel cards I like to pull out sometimes before I go to bed at night and I'm doing my prayers anyway, I might take out my cards and just say, you know, angels, what messages do you have for me today? And they're always on key.
That's how I use my medicine cards.
Mm-hmm.
If you folks aren't familiar with medicine cards by David Carson's and Jamie Sams, beautiful connection to our animal spirit guides.
And I don't have them. I need to get them. But there was a woman on John Holland's show about 6 months ago who created a deck of mediumship cards.
Oh.
And those are for people who have lost loved ones.
Oh.
And she created cards so that when you're trying to connect with your loved ones, you can try to get messages from them.
Oh,
sometimes
interesting.
That's an interesting way to connect with them because if you're grieving a lot, you're going to be putting up walls.
Right.
So sometimes those cards are nice ways for them to get through, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What else are there? What, I know we're forgetting. Oh, automatic writing we wanted to mention.
Yeah, and I want to talk about numerology just very briefly because we've so done it. And I want to talk about divining rods, dowsing rods. Mm-hmm. And we're almost at the halfway mark.
I know,
so
that's why we need to hurry
okay,
up.
All right. So talk about
automatic writing is a wonderful way to get in touch with your angels, your guides, the messages from your higher power. I use automatic writing for some reason. I don't know why. I use it once a year on my birthday.
Huh.
And I will ground myself and open my chakras and surround myself in the white light. And I will always say, dear angels, you know, what do I need to know for this birthday year? You're not supposed to look at the paper. I write with my opposite hand, so I'm left-handed, so when I do automatic writing, I use my right hand.
That's one of the suggestions that everybody makes, yes.
Yeah, it's just a nice way that you're not so focused on the letters. I don't look at the paper. I look away, and I save those letters year to year. It's very, very interesting what comes through. How do you use automatic writing?
Not well. I'm not good at it. I have tried and tried and tried. Back to Ruth Montgomery, whose old work is just, and I'm talking folks here from the 50s and 60s, just amazing work. She recommends exactly what you're suggesting, although she is a little more specific. She also says you need to use a pencil to when you start. I don't know why she says that, but she does. Well, I've tried her pencils. I've tried pens. I've tried sitting with my eyes closed in front of a keyboard. And I'll get snatches of things, but I'm never sure that it's not me, that it's really coming from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that one, and I wish that resonated for me. I'd love to be able to do that. The writer in me would love to be able to do that.
I understand. It's just, okay, I'm trying to paste, I'm sorry, the link. I found the mediumship cards.
Oh, good.
It's, but I'm not being able to paste. It's the Mystics Way is the website, but it's not letting me paste the information in the chat room.
Okay, can you just put the link?
Is Mercury retrograde yet?
Oh, golly. It's coming. It's coming.
There we have
a question in the chat room. And what about tea leaves and coffee grounds? There was a psychic in the Denver area years ago who was famous for using coffee grounds. Well, I know people do it. I know people. I mean, you know, for years we've heard about people who read tea leaves and read coffee grounds, and the notion is that you as the intuitive, as the practitioner, are able to look at the patterns that are made in the bottom of the cup or in the saucer, and be able to discern shapes and forms, and make sense out of that, and be able to give the querent some information about the future. I have to be honest with you and tell you that when people ask me about tea leaves, all I can see is that wonderful professor of divination in the Harry Potter series who nobody ever took very seriously. I'm sorry.
There's a woman who has a radio show on Contact Talk Radio who reads coffee grounds.
Isn't that interesting? And please don't misunderstand me. I do not mean to in any way say that is not an accurate or viable or valid way of doing things.
No. I think it's fascinating. I think for me it's kind of like palm reading, where it's best learned under the guise of a mentor.
Absolutely.
Because there's such a beautiful ritual that goes along with tea leaf reading. You're supposed to brew the tea a certain way. The client is supposed to drink the tea with certain thoughts and prayers and intents, and then the remaining liquid is drained in such a way. And then the grounds that are left in the cup are red, and different things mean different things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think it's something that's best taught by someone. I think that would be a very difficult thing to learn from a book.
I think it would be too, and I don't know how to begin to do that.
We will have to do another one maybe in 2 weeks. We'll do a podcast on palm reading.
Oh, on palm reading.
Because there's so much fascinating things to learn about that.
There really are, and folks, Samantha and I are blessed to know one of truly America's best palm readers, who is 84 years old this coming November. And just an amazing, amazing woman in the work
she does. Maybe we could get her to call
does.
Into the show.
You think we could?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could if I could get her to forget she's on the air.
Yeah.
I'll ask her about that. We'll see.
So we'll
let's stop a minute.
In 2 weeks, and then maybe we'll do psychometry after that, because that's another tool I wanted to talk about, and I just wanted to take a little break and make time for our callers.
Okay, good. Let's do that. But before we take our callers, and we certainly will in just a second, let's just take a break and tell who folks we are. You are listening to the Psychic Teachers Podcast. I am Deb Bowen.
And I'm Samantha Fay.
And together we are the Psychic Teachers, and we are honored that you are with us tonight and that you are listening to our shows archived on Blog Talk. You can also download them from iTunes, free. So we're just thrilled that you're listening to us. If you want to learn more about us, you can certainly go to our website, www.psychicteachers.com, and from there you can get to our websites and our blogs.
I do want to say I received 3 emails this week from different people asking me when our show airs. So I know we're airing right now, but for those of you who just iTunes us, I want to make it clear that we air Sunday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can find us and listen to us live and call in for live readings at blogtalkradio.com/psychicteachers.
Right. Good. Thank you. Okay. You want to click on our first caller? And,
no, because we got to mention our Facebook special.
Oh, we do. Sorry. Okay. One more thing.
Deb and I, due to a more popular email request, have opened up a Facebook fan book page called Psychic Teachers. You can go onto our Facebook page just by clicking on, searching Psychic Teachers, and you can become a friend of us. We will be posting daily thoughts and quotes and affirmations and different lessons and cool websites that we come across, and we will be answering your questions that you post to us on Facebook. We won't be able, obviously, to do readings through the Facebook page, so I want to make that clear, but we can't answer any questions that you have. And so our special for the month of August that we're going to be starting a little bit early is if you become a fan, a friend of us on our Facebook page, your name will be entered into a contest. And again, just like we did with the iTunes, we will put your name in a little hat on August 31st. Are there 31 days in August?
There are.
The last day of August. And we will pull up a name, and the winner will receive a free 30-minute reading with Deb and myself.
Yeah, and that was such a the person who won our contest in June. I hope she got a great deal out of that reading, because Samantha and I really enjoyed working psychically together over the telephone with this person. So
it was very fun, and we're also offering are the two of us doing readings together. If you want a reading with one of us separately, that's great. Just email us at psychicteachers@gmail.com. But if you want a reading with us together, we are now offering that too. Thanks to our listener, we learned how much fun it was to see that our two different ways of doing readings come together.
Yes, it really, and just wonderful for us to be able to talk about what we had similar coming up for us that we needed to tell the person. So it was just great. So we're delighted to do readings for you together as well. So go to our Psychic Teachers website, and we'll help you figure out how to do that.
And so we're going to go to our listeners now, and we're going to be using some of our tools of divination. So we've got tarot cards here. We've got angel cards, crystals. What else do we have?
I've got my tarot cards in front of me at the moment, and my pendulum.
On your pendulum. Okay, great.
I sure do.
So do you want to click on our first caller?
I'll be happy to try this. Okay, hold on, Deb Ducks, high tech.
We're doing area code 305.
Hello, 305. This is Psychic Teachers. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. I didn't think I was
going
to get picked.
Will you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, it's Marilyn from Florida.
All right. Thank you, Marilyn. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. I've got a quick, funny story about the Ouija board, which who knew it was not a good idea to use, but I mean, it was, right? So like 20
right.
years ago, give or take 15, 20 years ago, a friend of mine and I, we got like obsessed with the Ouija board, and we were doing it everywhere. I mean, we even went like on a weekend to the beach and stayed at a hotel during one of the hurricanes here in Florida, and we didn't have the Ouija board. We actually made one out of cardboard because we wanted to continue. Oh, my God. But then it started telling us, like, really mean things and really, like, it was so bad that we got scared. And then we found out, Right, we found out eventually that it's not a good thing, and I remember that she, I think it was her grandfather, I don't know who told her that it was like, what, are you guys crazy? And I think she got in her car and threw it out into the ocean. I think that's what
she
told. Yeah. She just wanted to get rid of it, like, as far as she could, because we were like, I hope nothing stuck to us, you know, because we got, like, really scared after that. But,
right.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. It's kind of scary. Yeah.
But, yeah, and thank you for validating, you know, what we have said about that. And many of us many years ago didn't know this. We didn't.
Right.
But we do now.
Yeah, that's funny. So anyway, so I mean, I'm one of the ones that emailed with Samantha this week, which is funny. So I'm glad I got through.
Nice
I've got
to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you. I've got a quick question. It's regarding a job. I can tell you a little bit about what happened to me, unless, you know, you can just kind of pick up on what happened, but I can give you a little synopsis of what happened to me late last year, if that's okay. I don't
okay.
know how much time. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
okay. So real quick, I was in a big company, and I was there for a couple years, and one of the girls left, and she became CFO of another company, and she recruited me into that other company, and it was like one of those, you know, just can't pass up, you know, jobs.
Right.
And she became the CFO, so I was very confident in the fact that she had been there a couple months already. And I'm confiding in her, telling me everything's okay, and, you know, go ahead and do it, and so on and so forth. And I made the move. My first check bounced. And
oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was in a very secure, very safe, very, like, the owner begged me not to leave. I mean, it was like, crazy, crazy stuff. There's a little bit more history to it, but I won't bore you with that. But in any event, I changed. My first check bounced. This was in August of last year. I was able to pretty much kind of squeeze two more checks out of him. I had to leave. We had to leave. I
okay.
told her, we found out he got some money. We came back. We were able to get some money. Long end of the story is that we had to leave at the end of the year. So I've basically been looking for a job since, I guess, September, and I've been doing some temp work, and it's going to end now at the end of this month. So I've been looking for a job 24/7 since, like, I want to say, last September. So I'm a little, you know, like, it better be soon. And I'm a little worried.
It will be, Marilyn. But first of all, I want to say, don't judge yourself for taking that leap of faith with this friend who became the CFO, because I feel like she's the type that believes in herself so strongly, she's almost a narcissist, and that it's, that can be kind of infectious, do you know what I mean? Or contagion might be a better word. And
yeah.
I think that she probably sold it beautifully, and I think she would have taken everyone down. She was so gung-ho.
Well, let me tell you, the owner kept telling me, she better not take anybody from here, she better. And I'm like, what is going on? I went over there, I interviewed for a month. She's running the books. I mean, who else? I mean, I didn't take the advice from the receptionist. I took it from the CFO. So I thought everything was fine, and it's just ruined. I've got no more tears. I mean, I think I've been crying since September and just kind of being positive, and I've got this inner kind of, you know, I've got my days where I don't even want to wake up, but then I've got this inner, like, faith that carries me, really, that there has to be a reason. This just, like it's like a sucker punch it was to me.
What one of the things that I would remind you about is, you're right, there is a reason, and I don't believe that anything happens in our lives without reason. And so what is the lesson in this that you have learned about you, not about the situation or not about someone else, but what are you learning about your own ability to be resilient, who you really are, and what you value? As you were talking, I pulled the Six of Cups, which is in the Tarot, which is a card about home and security and safety and feeling loved and nurtured. And so the suggestion that I would have for you based on that and what you're saying is not to beat yourself up, but to realize that this is a part of the path, and that one of the things that sometimes happens to us, I think, when we have these really adversary adversities in our lives, is that when we come out the other side, and we always do, when we come out the other side, We're tougher and stronger and more grounded in ourselves than we ever thought we could be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, I see things much differently now. I can tell you that much. I look around me and I see things differently, and I listen, and I am more careful, and I do think that I pretty much, like I said, I cried for the first, you know, couple of months, and I'm over that, because, you know, I think everything's
right.
A process. So I was angry, then I cried, and now I'm just like.
I used John Holland's Psychic Tarot, and I pulled three cards representing past, present, future. And in the past card, I got intuition, which is probably just meant if you followed your instincts a little bit more closely, you wouldn't have left the company, but that's
for sure. For sure. Yeah.
In the present, you got the card of awareness, which I think you're obviously demonstrating that you're experiencing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the future card is positive movement forward.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, that is wonderful. And I really feel like the end of August to September, you're going to secure a position. Is there a B name around you, a man with, like, a Brian name or a Bob?
Not at the moment.
Okay,
no.
I feel like there's a strong B name in this next job coming to you, and I feel like you have two opportunities. One is with a brand new company that feels kind of far from where you're living, so it'd be like a 45-minute or an hour commute.
Okay.
And then the other one is, where are you reputation-wise at the original company?
Oh, fine. Yeah, I'm good with them.
And
like, but I've no, because I went back once before.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I can't go back. Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel like that's another opportunity as well. It might be eating a little crow initially.
Or that somebody connected with that company may help you find it.
Yes. I feel like
that's what I'm picking up with that.
Network, call around. You're not going to open up a newspaper necessarily and find it. I feel like
right.
it's going to be through friends.
Right.
Oh, okay.
We certainly wish you well.
Okay.
Can we keep you in our prayers?
Thank you.
I do think that you'll find something at the end of August, towards the beginning of September. And I think you'll look back on this as a blessing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling, and thanks for listening, Marilyn.
No,
we appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to hang up.
Oh, that's so hard, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Okay.
We've all been there.
Oh, indeed. Okay, let me see if I can get this next caller.
Okay, this is area code 706.
Hello, 706.
Tell us who you are.
Calling.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Cherie, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay. Hi, Cherie.
Nice.
How can we help you tonight?
I was calling. I wanted to know or see if you see anything about me in regards to finding a group I can connect with spiritually, not necessarily a religious group, but I'm trying to explore more with my spirituality.
I hear you. What city are you in?
I'm in Kennesaw. It's near Atlanta.
I know where it is. Golly, there's lots of stuff in Atlanta.
Yes.
Have you been to the Phoenix bookstore in Atlanta?
No, I have Phoenix.
There's a metaphysical bookstore in Atlanta, Georgia.
I was trying to think of it.
Yeah, and it's very well regarded. It's called the Phoenix and Dragon Bookstore.
Okay.
I just Googled it. It's on Roswell Road in Atlanta.
Okay.
And they have a great website. It's phoenixanddragon.com.
And I bet they teach classes there.
Yes, they do.
And one of the best ways that I would be able to suggest to you of how to connect with a spiritual community is start taking some of those classes, because you're going to find kindred spirits. You're going to find people who are who resonate with the same kind of things that you do, who are in along the same path with you, and
right.
So try a bookstore like that.
Okay.
There's also another couple of ways. I don't know what your spiritual beliefs are, but there are a couple of Christian churches that have a metaphysical side to them, and I think I'm saying this right. The Unity Church is an organization where you're likely to find some good camaraderie.
Okay.
There's also a lot of very interesting online communities.
Mm-hmm.
That might be good for you to check out. There's a bunch of online psychic classes you can take, thedailyom.com.
Oh, yes. Let me write that in the chat room for you, because it's just, their classes are lovely. In fact, Samantha and I are trying to settle ourselves down to take some of those classes ourselves.
Oh, mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
Good
really
online classes.
In the area. I've only been here a couple of months.
Oh, okay. So go into Atlanta and check out the Phoenix place, and then look at this Daily Ohm, and you'll start finding metaphysical groups to meet with. You really will.
Yeah, and I just feel like, Cherie, you're coming into a really unique time of your life this fall.
Okay.
I think you're going to be going through a spiritual transformation overall that's going to be very powerful for you.
Okay.
And there might be some sadness in that, just because whenever we go through those powerful changes, there's a sense of, oh no, I'm afraid to let go. But just
right.
work through that, because I feel like by November you're just going to be in such a great place. And I think
okay.
you're going to be meeting very meaningful people in your life. Are you single?
No, I'm married.
You are married? Okay. Because I'm feeling like you're going to meet like lifelong important relationships coming up.
Yeah,
wow, that would
be
big for me. I don't really have any like long-term friends or anything like that, so that would be very different.
I feel like it's tied into this spiritual awakening you're going through in general that doesn't even have anything to do with intuition or psychic stuff. It's just about, you know, who am I, what do I believe in?
Yeah, and I think you're going to find some good community that way.
Wow.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're
so much.
Welcome. You take good care of you now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, you...
I hung up, I could believe.
Okay. Oops, all right. You want me to take this next one?
Sure.
I'll see if I can do it.
This is area code 678. If you could just tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kevin. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, Kevin, how can we help you tonight?
My question is, can you tell me if I have any nascent metaphysical talents? I had one person who the story you mentioned with the earlier caller, I said that I had something to do with trance, something, I can't remember, but... But I get it in my my
trans
sleep.
Mediumship or trans meditation?
Trans mediumship, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And I didn't pay too much attention to it, but I don't know whether I sometimes get feelings about people when I see them, and I don't know whether it's right or not, but I kind of go through that. But this person told me that. I have deeper talents, and I never tried to do anything like that. And
let me tell you what Samantha and I believe. Samantha and I believe that there's no such thing as a psychic gift in the sense that most folks think of it. We believe that all of us have within us the capacity for intuitive ability. For doing, for connecting with our metaphysical side, if you will, the trick comes in finding out which method really resonates best for you. And so, you know, if you believe that you have that ability, start learning, start going to classes, start reading books. Arthur Ford. It was probably one of the most famous trance mediums ever to have lived. And read books about Arthur Ford. See what he did. I hope you're taking notes because, you know, we're teachers. The Society for Enlightenment, oh, shoot, the name's, it's A-R-E. It's Edgar Cayce's group. Read about Edgar Cayce, C-A-Y-C-E. And start seeing if that material resonates really for you. If it really draws you, then that might be a direction that you might want to start learning and going and asking for guidance about. Samantha, what are you picking up?
I pick up that you have a strong third eye clairvoyant ability,
mm-hmm.
but I'm seeing like symbolically a pebble in there, so there's a blockage, and I feel like it's twofold. I feel like it's past life related, some fear that you carried over. And I also feel like you just have had a lot of disruptions from normal needs. I've got to work, I've got to take care of the, you know, that have pulled you away from doing this work. So I think you need to work on overcoming the fear and setting the sacred time aside to work on this ability. And I wanted to say, as a woman, please work on this because we need more men.
We do.
We really do.
Such a woman-dominated universe in terms of this intuitive work. And golly, would we love to have some more men with us working on this. I mean, we really need to find that balance.
Kevin, I do feel like there's more mediumship stuff for you. I keep picking up a female around you, an M-A-R name, like Mary or Marsha or Mary Beth. That may be like a teacher for you. So I'd love it if you could, you know, start sending that prayer out. Like, I'm ready. Please send me my teacher.
Mm-hmm. When the student is ready, the teacher will
appear.
Yes.
And I feel like you would do really well to work with a teacher. Mm-hmm. And again, if you're in Atlanta, you know, try that Phoenix and Dragon. I've never been there, and I feel silly recommending a store I've never been to. But I've heard from other people it's a good place.
Right. Right. So just as we told the last caller, you know, find a community to work with, because Samantha and I do that with the two of us and with other friends, and we all have differing abilities and talents and pieces of this puzzle that we resonate with.
Right.
And when we come together, we bring and share what we've learned and find common ground among us.
And these are some questions I always ask people who think they're psychic. So just answer yes or no. Do you hate crowded places?
I don't say the word hate, but I prefer not to be.
Not to be in crowded places. Okay. Do you dream in color?
Oh, vivid color.
Okay. Do you get woken up a lot at night?
Yes.
Do you get headaches sometimes, a tingling in your forehead or a headache in the center of your head?
No, I don't get that.
Okay. Sometimes
can I just ask you something?
Sure.
Just about a week ago, I had a vivid, vivid color dream of two serpents. One had the color of the rainbows all wrapped around it, and it was devouring a black and brown snake. And like I'm in the galaxy, and I'm watching this. There, I'm not in danger, and I'm just watching the rainbow colored snake devouring, and it's an epic battle.
Black and white. I think I know exactly what that means. If you
I do too, but I can't wait to hear what you said.
Okay. If you ever studied the Kundalini rising,
you bet.
It's always symbolized as a resting snake down at the base of our spine and our root chakra. And the goal of any meditative person, any yogi person, any intuitive person is to get that snake to rise up, to go up, to uncoil up our spine through all of our chakras. And
right.
That's how you reach enlightenment. And the chakras are symbolically the colors of the rainbow. And I think the black and white represents your fear.
Mm-hmm. I would absolutely agree with Samantha. And based on that dream, Kevin, I would say to you that perhaps one of the places for you to start your search as you begin to look for a group is to learn some chakra work.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you learn to work with your chakras and learn to open those up, then all of those other psychic abilities just come flooding in for you. So that's a great, great dream.
And I do concur with your former reader who read you. I do believe that you have a lot of intuitive abilities. I think it's clairvoyance and mediumship.
So get busy.
Well,
read, study, go.
Yeah, read, study, go, and pick out some good crystals. Amethyst is a good one to start with.
I just got two of them today.
Oh.
Great.
I picked him up for my puppy.
Was your grandmother intuitive? Because I feel like this is carried on for you.
I don't know.
Okay.
She could have been. I wasn't that close to her.
Okay. I feel like this is
When you said Mary, I'm wearing my father's religious, he passed away, his religious medal, which is Mother Mary.
Oh, good.
And
oh, ask her. She'll help you.
That was the only thing I wanted. And my sister Tripp and a jar full of pennies and this coin rolled up between my legs, and I said, that's what I
wanted. Wow, that's wonderful.
Kevin, call us back and let us know how you're doing. We just got a cue here that we're running out of time. That's okay. Take care.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, folks, we've got to wrap it up. This is Psychic Teachers Podcast. I am Deb Bowen.
And I'm Samantha Fay.
And we are honored that you are listening. Tune in again next week.
Deb was going to be on vacation.
I am.
So it'll be Joel and me, and we will be discussing crystals.
Joel Hawkins is an amazing, amazing resource with the work that he does with crystals, so it's just going to be wonderful. So join Joel and Samantha next week. In the meantime, our website is www.psychicteachers.com. Be blessed.
Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.